If California is where all trendy sports get their start, then sumo wrestling may be in your future. It's not just for very big Japanese guys anymore. Last weekend, Los Angeles played host to the first ever USA Sumo Open. The International Sumo Federation is trying to popularize the sport, and they're changing the rules in the process. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
Traditional Japanese drums provided the opening chorus in a UCLA gymnasium as die-hard sumo fans and curious first-time spectators gathered for the USA Sumo Open. The competitors, whose hometowns range from Moscow, Idaho to Yugoslavia, looked like a group of professional bodybuilders, and many of them were quite small, the slimmest weighing in at a mere 109 pounds. Andrew Freund is president of the California Sumo Association and organizer of the USA Open. He says international sumo differs in one way from its Japanese ancestor because it's broken into three classes: lightweight, middleweight, and heavyweight.
The Japanese guys, the traditional sport of sumo, they intentionally try to gain as much weight as possible. But in international competition, you don't necessarily want to do that because you want to be as strong as possible in your weight class.
Back in Japan, the sport of sumo is laden with more than 13 centuries of tradition and has changed little since it began. Two incredibly large men wearing nothing more than a mawashi, or loincloth, face off in a circular clay ring. They throw salt into the ring to chase out bad spirits and squat several times before lunging at their opponent. Traditional sumo wrestlers are egged on by a gyoji, or referee, who wears a brightly colored kimono and carries a small fan. The struggle usually takes only a few minutes, ending when one contender loses, either by being thrown out of the circle or by having any body part besides his feet touch the ground. But at the USA Sumo Open, there was no kimono-clad ref. A cotton sheet covering a gym mat replaced the traditional clay ring, and before the competition started, a 27-year-old wrestler with a Jack LaLanne physique performed backflips to demonstrate his agility. He is Bulgarian Svetoslav Binev, winner of two World Sumo Championships for his homeland in the late 1990s. Now coaching at UCLA, Binev believes that sumo could become just as popular in the U.S. as other Japanese sports, like karate and judo.
If you try it for this great workout, you build great quality, speed, flexibility, coordination, balance, power, techniques, and you're developing very strong mentality.
But first, Binev says, Americans will have to overcome some of their preconceived notions about sumo, especially in Southern California, where bigger is seldom thought of as better.
People just want to look good. And if you show them always guys who has overweight, who has a lot of body fat, they just don't want to be like this.
Go, 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 go. Down, girls.
At the first annual USA Sumo Open last weekend, Binev sat right next to the ring and coached his star women wrestlers. You heard it right, women sumo wrestlers. Adding a female division and breaking sumo into three weight classes is all part of the effort by international enthusiasts to make sumo an Olympic sport. In Los Angeles, Masheed Tarazi took second place in the women's competition. For a heavyweight, the Iranian-American wrestler is no Amazon, but rather a short, curvy woman with strong thighs and a powerful push.
I love any time that a woman can break any tradition, you know, because they're meant to be broken, rules. And there's no reason why we shouldn't have to, you know, we shouldn't be able to compete.
In Japanese professional sumo, there is a reason why women can't compete, and it goes way back. According to the Shinto religious tradition, women might contaminate the ring, and therefore, to this day, women aren't even allowed to walk on a professional sumo ring. When Masheed Tarazi wrestles, she does so with a laid-back West Coast style, blowing kisses to her competitors before matches and hugging them afterwards. She acknowledges that some Japanese might frown upon such frivolity during the serious sport of sumo.
Maybe if I were to, let's say, go to Japan and they were to speak to me seriously and discuss how it really insults them, I would really take that into consideration. But right now we are in California, it is the USA Sumo Championship, so it's a little bit more relaxed. It shows my, you know, where I come from, and so that I'm a Californian and a little bit more relaxed about the whole thing.
This fall, Masheed Tarazi will compete in Japan. She and five other Americans will travel to the northern state of Aomori to participate in the 10th annual World Sumo Championships. Japan will also compete in the World Championships, as it has for the past decade. Although they encourage the sport in other countries, they might not want international sumo to get too big. The Japanese team lost last year to Germany. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.